This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We can probably highlight a couple of reasons for that. One is there does seem to be some greater optimism about the general economy, and that's, I think, supportive of where cotton demand is headed. We've seen a weaker dollar, and so that's been supportive of prices. And then also, as you look at the fundamental balance sheet and calling for a tightening of stocks, both in the U.S. and globally, I think all of those are issues that can be supportive of prices. I think a couple of things that we'll obviously still have to watch as we go forward will be whether or not this growth in the economy for 2010 actually does continue and materializes the way that many think it will.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
As you look at the economic signals, I think with the increase in cotton prices, we see now cotton in a more competitive position than any time in the past 3 years. So that's encouraging. I think when you look at other countries as well, any time that we've seen world prices for cotton approach the levels that they're at today, which is in the upper 70s, that typically will encourage cotton acres outside the U.S. as well.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
With about 75% of our cotton moving into export channels, China remains our largest customer for exports. They account for about 30% of all the cotton we export. So that's going to be a key to watch as we look at how they manage their import quota policies as well as their stock reserves. They have already made some announcements about import quotas for calendar 2010. That should be a positive signal because I think it does indicate there's some tightness in their market, and they will probably have to buy more cotton off the world market than they did in the past. The other one to watch is India, which is a competitor to the U.S. in the export markets. India looks to be poised certainly to export more in the current marketing year than what they did a year ago. So we do expect there's going to be additional competition out there as well.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We saw such a large contraction in world mill use in the 08 marketing year. As economic activity slowed down, overall mill use contracted by about 10%, which was a very substantial drop. We do expect to see some recovery there, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 3-4% in the current marketing year. That's going to be key, though, as we look at whether or not we're able to draw down some of these stocks that we have on hand right now.